Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom to everybody, Parashat Korach. So, as usual, I'd like to try to find something from the Parashat to speak about in terms of a sugiyah bahalacha. Parashat Korach is most well known, obviously, for the events that occurred between Korach and his followers against Moshe Rabbeinu, but sometimes people tend to forget the second part of the parasha. There's actually quite a few mitzvot in this week's parasha, including the very important mitzvot of, first of all, Pidyon HaBin, and what we're going to speak about today is the mitzvah of Terumot U'Ma'asrot. The Torah in this week's parasha introduces the mitzvah. We know that Shevet Levi, which includes the Kohanim and the Levim, didn't have an apportioned piece of land in Israel. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Am Yisrael to support them through their holy work, their Avodat HaKodesh, by giving them gifts, Truma to the Kohanim, Ma'asir to the Levim, and many of these halachot are discussed in mitzvot in this week's parasha towards the end of Parashat Korach. Now, people have the common misconception, possibly, that Trumot u'Ma'asrot are very much what we call mitzvot ha'tluyot ba'aretz, which means that they are mitzvot that are contingent upon the land of Israel, as are many other mitzvot, like Shemitah, Shvi'it, Yovel. A lot of the other mitzvot in the Torah have to do specifically with Israel. Nevertheless, do these mitzvot, when was the last time a person took off Terumot u'Ma'asrot in America? People commonly think that there's no such thing as Terumot u'Ma'asrot in America, which to a certain extent is true, because yes, Terumot u'Ma'asrot, in English it's called tithing, T-I-T-H-E, tithe. That's the, you know, the separations that we make. Nowadays, we don't give it anymore. Truma, even in Eretz Yisrael today, doesn't go to Kohanim. The Ma'asir doesn't go to Levim. It's just separated and it rots. There are certain Trumot that we do still do in America. For instance, Hafrashat Chala. Chala is something that the Chachamim instituted to do in Chutz La'aretz as well. So, shelo tishtakach Torat Chala Mi'Yisrael. So that the laws of Chala, when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, are not forgotten by Am Yisrael. But that is only with regards to Chala. Trumot Ma'asrot were never enacted to be kept in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So, would it be a correct statement to say that the laws of Trumot Ma'asrot don't apply outside of Israel ever? There's nothing to worry about, and which is true. You know, usually you go to the fruit store. Unlike in Israel, you can't just go to the fruit store, to the shuk, buy fruit and eat. You know that. Fruits or vegetables, you have to check either for te'uda, right? Anybody who's ever lived or studied in Israel knows that when you, it's like, when you go to the shuk, you have to look for a te'uda, you have to look for a certificate that Terumot u'Ma'asrot were taken off. And if not, you have to know how to do it yourself. In America, that's not the case. You can just go to a fruit store, buy fruits and vegetables, and that's it. However, there may, and I'm saying may with quotation marks, there may be certain applications where the laws of tithing, the laws of Terumot u'Ma'asrot do apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. And it's kedai, because it's this week's parasha, so let's delve into it a little bit. There's a very interesting Mishnah. Now, we already know from last week's parasha, where was the mitzvah of Hafrashat Chala? Hafrashat Chala is last week's parasha, Parashat Shelach. Now, how does the Torah refer to Hafrashat Chala? Chala Tarimu Terumah, which means Hafrashat Chala, the Torah also refers to as a kind of Terumah. According to Torah law, who does the Chala go to? The piece of dough that you separate, who does that go to? Torah law.
To a Kohen.
Goes to the Kohen. It's one of the gifts of Kehuna. Just like Terumah goes to Kohen, the Terumah from produce, the Chala, the Afrashat Chala that a person does also goes to the Kohen. So the reason why I'm saying this is because Chala is on the same level. It's considered a Terumah, just like regular Terumah. Now, there's Mishnah in the beginning of the second Pirik of Masechet Chala, which is in Seder Zera'im in the Mishnayot. The Mishnah says, Perot chutz la'aretz shenichnesu la'aretz chayavim b'chala. Fruits from chutz la'aretz, fruits that grew in Panama, okay? And what's the famous fruit over there? They have a lot of fruit there? Ma'ayish name?
Of
course. There is like mangoes on the streets. You could pick them up from the streets if you want.
באמת? השם ישראל. Anyway, בקיצור, but, oh, because it's tropical. Tropical has a lot of, a lot of fruits over there. בקיצור, so if you take mangoes from Panama and you ship it to Israel, what's the halacha? The Mishnah says, חייב בתרומות ומעשרות, once it enters Israel. Okay? Now, what about the other way around? What about fruits that grew in Israel and then you export them? You send them out of Israel. What happens? יצאו מארץ ישראל לחוץ לארץ. The Mishnah says, רבי אליעזר מחייב ורבי עקיבא פותר. That what is מחלוק רבי אליעזר ורבי עקיבא? רבי אליעזר says that fruits that grew in Israel and that were then exported to חוץ לארץ are חייב בתרומות ומעשרות. And according to רבי עקיבא, פתור. Now we have a Talmudic law, Talmudic dictum, that how do we know when Rabbi Akiva argues with anybody? Usually the law goes, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaviro velo mechavirav, which means that if Rabbi Akiva argues with one other Tana, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva always. However, if it's two or more, we go with the Rabbim. Over here he's arguing with Rabbi Eliezer, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh De'ah Siman Shin Lamed Aleph rule like Rabbi Akiva that fruits that left Israel, even if they grew in Israel, those Israeli fruits that grew, when they leave Israel, they are patur from Terumotu Ma'asrot. Yafeh, lo? Even though we hold that the mangoes from Panama that went into Israel, chayavim, but Israeli mangoes that went out to Panama, patur. So, now, it says like this. There's a tremendous machloket ensues how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam just says, I'll read to you the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yetzum eretz yisrael chutz la'aretz peturim. Now the Bach, Rav Bayit Chadash, if you remember, the Bayit Chadash, his name was Rabbeinu Yoel Sirkish. He was the Av Bedin, the Rav of Krakow in Poland. He was also the father-in-law of which famous Gaon? Anybody remember? Oh, come on, this is our favorites. Guys, come on. Taz, Ture Zahav was his son-in-law, Rabbeinu David HaLevi Segal. Anyway, the Qisur, so the Bach says, listen to what he says. He says, לדברי הרמב״ם אפילו נקבעו למעשר בארץ ישראל ונתמרחו, לעולם פטורים כשיצאו לחוץ לארץ. מדרשה דכתיב, אשר אני מביא אתכם שמה, שמה אתם חייבים וחוץ לארץ פטורים. The Bach says as follows. He is medayek, he infers from the words of the Rambam, very gishmak. Listen to what he says. You know, in general, at what point, according to Torah law, does produce become chayav b'terumot ma'asrot? When is chayav b'ma'asir? We see it in Shas all the time, Mishnayot and Gemarot. There's something that's called meruach. Meruach is when you gather the crop. Let's say we're talking about grain, yeah? Let's say you're talking about grain, you gather together the wheat. When you gather it into a pile and you smooth out the pile, smoothing out this meruach is called the gmar melacha. When all of the melacha for this thing is done, that's when it becomes chayav for ma'asir. So according to the Bach says according to the Rambam, whether the mericha, which means the gmar melacha, the finishing touches for this produce was done, let's say it was just picked, put in a box and shipped to outside of Israel, and the Gmar Melacha, the finishing touches happened in America, of course it's Patur according to the Rambam. But not only that, he says, even if the finishing touches, the Gmar Melacha, the Meruach, happened in Eretz Yisrael, and only then was it exported, still says the Bach, Rav Bayit Chadash says, what's the Halacha? Still the Rambam says Patur. Why? Because the Rambam is not Mechalek, he says Patur. That's the opinion of the Bach. Not everybody agrees. Other great Acharonim disagree with the Bach. The Mishneh LaMelech, who was one of the great Geones Farad, the Mishneh LaMelech was his name was a Gaon Rabbeinu Yehuda Rosanis. Rosanis sounds like what kind of last name, Shlomo?
I don't know. Sounds
a little bit Spanish, no? Rosanis?
Yeah, it sounds Spanish, but I don't know.
So he was from Turkey. In Turkey, a lot of the Gerushes Farad, a lot of the people from the Spanish Inquisition ran away to Turkey, And you know what language the Jews of Turkey spoke until, even until today, you know what language they speak? The Jews.
Spanish?
Ladino.
Ladino.
Ladino is what? It's a mixture, like it's the Jewish version of Spanish. You know that. Like Yiddish is the Jewish version of German. Ladino was the Jewish language. It was the Jewish spin-off of what's his name? Of Spanish. Anyway, Bekitsur, so he was also the maternal grandfather of Agon Rabbi Yaakov Chuli. Anybody recognize that name? Rabbi Yaakov Chuli? He was the author of Me'am Noez. So his grandfather was Rabbeinu Yehuda Rosanis from Turkey. So he writes in his Sefer Mishneh LaMelech, which is one of the foremost commentaries on the Rambam, as does the Radbaz, Rabbeinu David Ben Zimra, in his commentary on the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Milchot Trumot Halacha Kavbet, they both write that when does the Rambam say that fruits that grew in Israel that go to Chutz La'aretz are patur from Trumot U'Ma'asrot? That's only when the meruach, when the finishing touches are done outside of Israel. But if it was finished up, if the finishing touches on the produce was done in Israel and only then it was exported, these poskim say, and it's not only that, it's the Mishneh LaMelech, the Radbaz, the Shulchan Gavo HaGaon Rabbi Yosef Molcho, and other poskim say, it will still be chayav, even according to the Rambam, unlike the Bach. Now, like we said, it is machloket. The Bach is not alone. Many, many great poskim hold like the Bach, that the Rambam didn't, he wasn't mechalek, he didn't differentiate, which means that according to the letter of the law, even if the finishing touches happened in Israel, it's still not mitchayev because your kavana is to send it out, especially when the farmer, when he does it, even when he puts the finishing touches on the produce in Israel, if his kavana is to export it, it never becomes chayav, it never, the chiyuv, the obligation of Trumot Ma'asrot, never takes effect on this produce. Now, you know who says that? The Minchat Chinuch, which is the foremost commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch, written by Agaon Rabbi Yosef Babad, Av Bedin of Ternopil. He was a tremendous Gaon, one of the greatest Gaonim of the Hasidim. So he writes that from the words of the Minchat Chinuch, we can understand, and from the words of the Rambam, since the Rambam was not mechalek where the meruach happened, where the gmar melacha happened, he's poter bazeh uvazeh when the fruits get exported. And he says, he brings the Mishneh LaMelech, and he says, I don't know where he got this chiluk from. I don't know. You can't be ma'amis. It's hard to kind of, you know, shtup this chiluk into the words of the Rambam, says the Minchat Chinuch. Now, not only that, there are others, Hagon Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Yeah, anybody ever heard of him? The great Ibn Azim. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Etz Chaim in Slutsk. He later relocated to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer, who is his famous son-in-law? Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer's famous son-in-law was Rav Aaron Cutler, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. So he writes that according to the Rambam, he says the same thing. He brings the Mishneh LaMelech, and he says it's Pashut, you know, from the words of Rabbeinu Tam and another Tosfot, he's medayek da'at Bach b'da'at Rambam, that even if the meruach happened in Eretz Yisrael, you are still patur. Many other geonim hold like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Ma'adin Eretz holds like that. The Har Tzvi, Hagon Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zechet Tzedek L'Beracha, also holds like that. Many other poskim hold like that. However, on the other side of the Mishneh LaMelech, we also have great poskim. You have the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says something amazing. And he says as follows. What do we say is the halakha? What did we say in the Mishnah about Panamanian mangoes that are brought to Israel? What's the halakha in terms of Trumot U'Ma'asrot?
Patur. Hey, Hayav, Hayav.
Hayav. When you bring them into Israel, you're Hayav. Now, says the Chazon Ish, we hold the halakha according to the poskim that the only way to be Mechayev Panamanian mangoes that entered Israel, b'trumot u'ma'asrot, is only when the gmar melacha happens in Israel. But if the mangoes are from Panama, and before they were exported, the gmar melacha was done in Panama, we hold the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that even when it enters Israel, it's patur. Why? What does that show you? That you go after what? You go after where the gmar melacha happened. Says the Chazon Ish, you can't cut it You can't contradict yourself. It would be paradoxical. You can't, litfos tachevin mishnei arashim. You can't hold the rope from both sides. If you hold, that's the halacha. When it goes from chutz la'aretz to Israel, the same thing should apply the opposite way. If the main thing is where the meruach happens, so what should be the halacha, says the Chazon Ish, if it grew in Israel, and the gemar melacha was in Israel, and then it gets shipped out, it should be chayav, like the Mishneh LaMelech. And he disagrees with all of the poskim. He brings the Bach, but he says, the Rambam, it makes much more sense in the Rambam, kida'at Bach. And the Chazon Ish actually uses such a lashon. He says, v'yesh bodim milibam lomar shamim mareach al menat la'otziam lechutz la'aretz patur. V'chol ze Torah chadasha. The Chazon Ish says that there are those who make a mistake, they make up that if you do the meruach in Israel with kavanah to export it, then it's patur. He says that's made up and it's non-existent. Maran Zechonu Livracha, in Yabia Omer Chilek Yud, Yore De'a, Siman Memvav, he takes issue with that statement a little bit. He says it's not made up, it's not fake news. We find many, many geonim, we find many of the chashuvei ha'acharonim who say that. So it's certainly not made up. Now, at the end of the day, what do you do in this situation? Why am I bringing this down? There are many times, I've seen it, again, it's not so common. Most of the fruits in America, most of the fruits and vegetables in America are either from America or Mexico. That's a majority of them, America or Mexico. And sometimes it comes from other South American countries, Ecuador and all these, Guatemala, right? The avocados are from Guatemala and whatever. Now there's a shortage of avocados, but whatever it is, it usually does not come from Israel. But sometimes you'll go out to the supermarket and you will see fruits from Israel, especially in Costco. You'll sometimes see Jaffa oranges. Jaffa oranges many times are from Israel. Or there's a clementines that are called Ori. Those are also from Israel. You know, by law, you have anytime a fruit is sold in the United States, fruits or vegetables, they have to label the COI, country of origin. They have to say where it's from. So if you check the label, many times you'll find that there's produce for sale in America that actually grew in Israel. So what's the halacha when you go shopping and there's such produce? Are you allowed to buy it? Are you not allowed to buy it? Do you have to take off Terumot Ma'asrot? Do you not have to take off Terumot Ma'asrot? This is exactly the machloket that I'm providing with right now. In Panama, does it ever happen, Shlomo, that you find Israeli produce?
I don't think so, but maybe in the kosher supermarkets they bring.
No, but over there, probably, I'm not talking about like the pickles and stuff. That already has echsher. If it has echsher, that means it already had Terumot Ma'asrot. I'm talking about like open fruits and vegetables.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
But in America it is, I wouldn't say it's very common, but you'll see it. You will see it. I've seen it in Costco many times, Israeli products. So what do you do? So it's subject to this halacha. Maran Zechonu Livracha, there are poskim who say that it requires Terumot Ma'asrot. And if you're not baki, Terumot Ma'asrot can be a complicated thing. Everybody probably in their sidur, somewhere in everybody's sidur, you'll have something that's called, if you look in the table of contents, you'll find over there, Seder Hafrashat Terumot Ma'asrot. You ever seen that, Shlomo? There's like a page over there, a few pages, that shows the Seder to take off Terumot Ma'asrot. So almost every Sephardic sidur has it, and Ashkenazi also. But if you look inside, you'll find it. And it tells you like a step-by-step how to take off Truma, how to take off Ma'asir. And it's complicated because it also depends which year of Shemitah it is, because there's Ma'asir Rishon, Trumat Ma'asir, Ma'asir Sheni, Ma'asir Ani, depending on what year it is. It's not an easy thing to do. You have to know the halachot well. So what do? Yeah, Ellen, you go to Costco, you see these clementines from Israel. What are you going to do now? You're going to buy it or you're not going to buy it? Lo shomer.
I like not to buy it because it's too complicated, but the other way, I think we should buy it because we have to support it.
No. So, you ever seen that in Costco? The Israeli,
yes.
The Israeli oranges,
yes.
Or the,
yes.
Sometimes,
yes.
They have grapefruit, whatever.
Yes. Right. But I'm a Cohen, so I never thought of it. But so now you're saying it, and this
no, but even, no, but Kohanim also have to take off Terumot Ma'asrot. Even now the Kohanim have to also take off Terumot Ma'asrot.
Today, but I think at the time...
Time of Bet HaMikdash, no. But, so what do you do?
So why today?
because everybody's in the same boat today, the Terumot and Ma'asrot are not given anymore to the Kohanim. The Ma'asrot, right. Truma is not, even though technically Ma'asrot you can give to the Levi, but that's just not the Minhag. The Minhag today is whatever you take off for Terumot and Ma'asrot, you just let it rot, or you throw it away nicely, and that's it. Because the mitzvah is not the giving, the mitzvah is the separation. That's the mitzvah. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to know the halacha. So, Rabotai, according to Maran Zichron Baruchai has a beautiful teshuvah about this. In, like I said before, Yabia Omer Chelek Yod, Yoreh De'ah, Siman Membav, it appears once again, he has a Chazon Ovadia that is dedicated, you know, Chazon Ovadia, Terumot U'Ma'asrot. One of the last Chazon Ovadias to come out was Terumot U'Ma'asrot, and over there he discusses it also. And he rules, like the lenient opinion, that when you have Israeli fruits that were grown with the kavana to export them, and you better believe that the people who are growing the Jaffa oranges or the Oria, the clementines, whatever, their kavana when they're growing is that when they're packing it up or when they're doing the gemar melacha, they have kavana to export it. And therefore, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu rules la'alacha ul-ma'aseh that it is permissible to purchase and consume those fruits and vegetables in America or anywhere else in Chutz La'aretz without any Terumot U'Ma'asrot being taken off at all. Okay? Listen very carefully why. And needless to say, you have many, the simple understanding of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is like that. The Bach understands like that. The Minchat Chinuch understands like that. The Rabbi Isser Zalman Meltzer, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who else? We have the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Many Geonim understand the Rambam Kipshuto, that no matter what, no matter where the Gemar Melacha happened, once it goes to Chutz La'aretz, you can kiss Terumot U'Ma'asrot goodbye. It's over. Therefore, according to that, there's room for Kula. Now Maran Zichron Baruch Hu says, one second, how come we don't say a Safek Sfeka Le'achmir? What's the Safek Sfeka Le'achmir? Listen carefully. He says, first of all, there are poskim who argue on the Rambam. The Ra'avad holds, which Tana did we say in the Mishnah holds that fruits that are taken out of Israel are patur from Terumot U'Ma'asrot? Who said that? Which opinion in the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? Rabbi Akiva said that. Says the Ra'avad, on that halakha of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Minchot Terumot, the Ra'avad argues on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Akiva says it's patur legamre. The Ra'avad says, uh-uh. Ra'avad says it's not patur completely. It's only patur mi deoraita. But Rabbi Akiva would still say it's chayav betrumot u'ma'asrot mi derabanan. Ooh. So that's shitat Ra'avad that argues on the Rambam. Number one. So maybe the halacha is like the Ra'avad that it's still chayav mi derabanan. And even if not, maybe the halacha is like the Mishnei Lamelech and the Chazon Ish rule that if the gmar melacha, if the meruach, which is the nice packaging or the nice smoothing out happened in Israel, it becomes chayav over there in spite of the fact that it's exported later. So why do we not say safek sfeka le'achmir? Says Maran Zichron Baruch Hu, genius. He brings the Pnei Yehoshua in Ketubot of Tet Amud Aleph. The Pnei Yehoshua says, nowadays Rabotai, let me ask you a question. The mitzvah of Terumot U'Ma'asrot nowadays, even in Israel, is it the Oraita or the Rabbanan?
Seemingly the Rabbanan.
Why?
Because you're not giving it to the Kohen.
Well, but we said the mitzvah is not necessarily giving it, the mitzvah is the hafrasha, the separation. Listen to this. So let's make two things according to Torah law. Anybody have a chumash in front of them? I didn't bring a chumash.
I have one if you want.
Okay, open up to the end of parashat Korach. Yeah? And see where it talks about, open up to the maftir.
Maftir, okay.
Maftir of Parashat Korach, Tikra.
Okay, so it says, "Damarta lehem barimechem et chelbo mimenu venechshav lalviim kitbuat goren bechitbuat yaker."
What's that? That over there, that's talking about the whole previous section in the Torah was talking about ma'asrot, nachon? According to Torah law, the only, there are three things the Torah speaks about which are shayach to Terumot U'Ma'asrot. What are those three things of produce? Kitvat Goren, which is what? Grains, the five grains. And Yakiv, what else?
It's wine.
Wine, grapes and wine. And there's one more that the Torah speaks about a few psukim before, which is Yitar. What's Yitar? Oil, olive oil. According to Torah law, the only three things which are Chayav B'Trumot U'Ma'asrot, grain, grapes, olives. Zehu! That's it. So first of all, everything else that we take off Trumot U'Ma'asrot from, any fruits or any produce that we take Trumot U'Ma'asrot besides for olives, grapes, and oil, I'm sorry, grain, grapes, and olive oil is only Midrabanan. And even grain, grapes, and oil, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring down that the only time Trumot U'Ma'asrot, even on these things, is Deoraita, is when Kol Yisrael Shiruim Al Admatam. We learn from the Psukim that the entirety of Am Yisrael has to be in Eretz Yisrael in order for Trumot U'Ma'asrot to be Deoraita. When Mashiach comes, Be'ezat Hashem, and we all go back home, then the Trumot U'Ma'asrot are going to go back to being Deoraita. But nowadays, even for those items, for Dagan, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar, the Truma is only Midrabanan. Now that we've established, and that everybody agrees, now that we've established that Trumot U'Ma'asrot is only Midrabanan, Bizman Hazeh, says the Pnei Yoshua, we cannot say a Safek Sfeka Le'achmir B'Derabanan. We only say a Safek Sfeka Le'achmir only by Deoraitas. By Derabanans, you don't say it at all. Especially, I don't want to get too deep into it right now, but especially according to the Rambam, there's a machloket, everybody knows the famous machloket, what is the, how do you look at a safek sfeka? Okay? Or a big machloket between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether safek deoraita lechumra is a din deoraita or a din derabanan. According to the Rambam, at the end of Perek Tet Minchot Tum'at Tzara'at, safek deoraita lechumra is only a din midrabanan. And that's especially so, using that logic, the Pnei Yoshua says that you cannot say a safek sfeka le'achmir be'isur midrabanan. So since Trumot U'Ma'asrot are derabanan nowadays anyways, you can't make a safek sfeka le'achmir. And even more so, says Maran Zichron Lebracha, since it's only a din midrabanan, I'm going to give you kama sfekot le'akel. Listen to this. Maran says that there are five, at least four or five sfekot le'akel, why people in Chutz La'aretz who buy produce from Israel do not have to take off Trumot U'Ma'asrot. Ve'eluhim. You ready? He says, first of all, like we said, we have the opinion of the poskim. Let me find it over here. Yeah. Here we go. First of all, there are three derabanans. Truma bizman hazeh is only midrabanan. Trumot U'Ma'asrot by all other fruits besides four, grain, grapes, and olives, also midrabanan. Everybody agrees, even according to the Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, that fruits that come out of Eretz Yisrael, when they are in Chutz La'aretz, to take off Trumot U'Ma'asrot to begin with, is only midrabanan. There are three derabanans to start. Then what? Maybe the halacha is that it's patur, kida'at abach. And then another thing, there's another safik, which is most, if not most, of the tevu'ah, the rabbanut makes sure that before any fruits or vegetables, any produce, get shipped out of Israel, that Trumot U'Ma'asrot are already taken off. So a majority of produce already has Trumot U'Ma'asrot already taken off by the time it gets here. So that's another safik. That's safek number four. Safek number five is that many of the fruits that come to Israel now, I wouldn't say majority, but there are many fruits that come from Israel that are grown under, you know, Israel's a big place. And a lot of Israel is owned by Arabs. What happens if you have fruits that come from Israel? Yeah? Alan, you ever bought fruits from Gaza or from Ramallah? Anyway. But you should know.
I don't know. I mean, does it say that it's from Gaza? I never seen it.
I don't know. Sometimes I've seen product of Palestine. I saw it once. But anyway.
You know it's from there.
Yeah, anyway. Bekitzur, it's bootleg. Anyway, Bekitzur, but listen to this. So, what's the halakha about fruits that grow in Israel, but under non-Jewish ownership. Chayav or patur from Terumot Ma'asarot?
Patur.
So it's a machloket. What if the meruach, let's say a Jew buys it from a goy and he does the meruach, it's a machloket, but we hold la'alacha kedat Marana bet Yosef, that it's still patur mitrumot ma'asrot. So if that's the case, that's another safek. Now again, most of the fruit that's exported from Israel comes from Jewish-owned produce. Make no mistake. But is it a safek at the end of the day? Sure, it's a safek. And therefore, according to the letter of the law, Maran Zichron Levracha, and he brings down many poskei zmanenu that hold the same thing, are going to be Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, the Eben Yisrael, and many other geonim hold like Maran Zichron Levracha, that if you go to Costco or you go to any other store and there is produce from Israel, you can buy it, no problem. You want to take off Terumot Ma'asrot, it's not the end of the world. You can follow in the Sidur. There's a step-by-step. Every Sidur has it. Open up any Sephardi Sidur or even Ashkenazi one. There's a step-by-step guide for taking off Terumot Ma'asrot. But if you don't, if you want to eat it without taking off Terumot Ma'asrot, it's also 100% permissible according to the letter of the law, based on what Maran Zichron Levracha paskins in Yabi Omer and Chazon Ovadia. I've seen that there were Jewish supermarkets. I've watched this with my own eyes, and mistakenly, it could have been a mistake, I don't know, but I think they mistakenly accepted an order of oranges or whatever produce it was from Israel, and the Hashgacha of that supermarket found out about it, and they flipped out. They took away the Hashgacha, they told people you can't buy there, like they mamash flipped out on the store for selling Israeli produce. Now again, they can have a policy not to sell Israeli produce, that's fine, but to flip out on them, there's plenty. Right, I was going to call the Ashgacha and tell them, not that Chamuvadia says it's mutar, because what are they going to, you know, I don't know how much they're going to care about that. I was going to tell them, one second, you ever hear of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? He says it's mutar. How about Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank? Mutar. How about Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer? Says mutar. How about the Minchat Chinuch? Says it's mutar. How about the Bach? Says it's mutar. How about all the Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, all the big guns? Now again, there's big guns on the other side too. But, you know, to take away Hashgacha from a store for selling Israeli produce, even the halacha really would be, even for Sfaradim, for sure it'd be mutar. And even for Ashkenazim, you have plenty, especially since it's only in Isur de Rabbanan. There's so many other things, you know, I wouldn't necessarily call it a kashrut violation to sell that. Maximum, they could put up a sign in the store, you know that these are products from Israel. And if you want, take off Terumot Ma'asrot at home. So that's another thing. So Meikar Adin, if you want to buy without taking off Terumot Ma'asrot, it is perfectly acceptable according to halacha and no need to panic. That is with regards to that. I've seen much, much bigger kashrut violations in these places than selling Israeli produce. Believe me. Right? That's the least of their problems. Believe me. So whatever it is, that's the halacha with regards to that. And not only that, like Alan said before, it's a mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan actually brings down that it's a mitzvah to buy produce from Eretz Yisrael, because A, some poskim say that it's a mitzvah anyways just to eat from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, number one. And number two, it's a mitzvah to support the farmers and the agricultural workers of Eretz Yisrael, because you're supporting mitzvah. First of all, you're supporting Jews. And second of all, you're supporting people who are osek, people who engage in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, people who engage in the inhabitants of the land of Israel. It's a tremendous mitzvah. Daruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Tafresh Memchet, this happens especially during Shemitah. During Shemitah, there are issues that arise, halachic issues that arise with etrogim from Israel. Right, the next Shemitah we're going to have, the previous Shemitah was in Tafshin Ayin He. Next Shemitah we're going to have is in Tafshin Pebet. Not this year, next year. Next year, Be'ezat Hashem, is going to be Shemitah. But whatever it is, sometimes people don't buy etrogim from Israel during Shemitah because of all the halachic issues involved. And Aruch HaShulchan, Hagaon Yechiel Michal Alevi Epstein, who writes in his Sefer Aruch HaShulchan, he says it's a big, big problem. Don't do that. Get around the halachot. There are certain ways there are halachic loopholes, but he says it's a very big disgrace. Today, there are so many etrogim from Eretz Yisrael. He says it's a disgrace to take etrogim that are not from Eretz Yisrael. That's what he writes. That's That's a big thing. Yeah. Shlomo, they have etrogim in Panama?
They bring it from Morocco.
Oh, really? They don't grow them there?
No, we don't.
So how do you do, if you just go buy one etrog?
Yeah.
How are you going to do the, maaser from one etrog?
No. The etrogim that they sell on the market today, the
etrogim I understand that they say that they're doing it, but if you want to do it yourself.
No, you wouldn't be able, you can't do it because once you, if you buy one etrog and you take trumot maaserot after that, you have to take off
That's
a piece and
saying.
Then it's pasul. No, but you have to, again, you have to buy etrogim under a good hashgacha from a person who's ne'eman that trumot maaserot were taken off, because if there's no trumot maaserot taken off from the etrogim, it's pasul. So you have to buy it with a good hashgacha on it so that you know the trumot maaserot were already taken off.
So now, for the next question is that, let's say, maaserot or terumot and whatever. I mean, let's say grapes, oranges, whatever you said that they produce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So according to you, you have to put it on the side, not usable, garbage. That's the way it is?
Well, I told you that according to the letter...
I mean, let's say if you want to do it.
If you want to do it yourself, there are laws. You would have to follow... Again, you open up any sidur, and then it'll tell you the directions. And then the pieces that you remove, you're supposed to either put it in a separate receptacle and let it rot, or put it in a double bag and throw it away in a derech shel kavod. That's the way that would work over there. So that's basically the long and short of the dinim of Trumot Ma'asrot in America as they apply today. And we'll move on, Bezat Hashem, to the next segment of the shiur. Just give me a second.